Hey, are you ready to co-collaborate with the universe in order to unlock, unleash, and truly step into the life of your dreams? Well, my beautiful soul, you are exactly where you need to be, and you're receiving the exact message you need to step into a realm where dreams become reality and desires manifest into existence. But before we get into this week's episode, it's that time of year where I open up the doors to my always sold out transformative program, ITM, Into the Mystic. And in 4 weeks together, you and I will deep dive into the mystical realm of feminine energy, harness the power of the sun and the moon, tap into the ancient wisdom of crystals, align with your highest potential through shadow work, and master the frequency of, you guessed it, M-O-N-E-Y, money. This is your chance to embrace abundance, fulfillment, and true manifestation like never before. And for my valued podcast listeners, I'm offering an exclusive 20% discount on enrollment with the code ITM20. ITM20. Plus, I offer flexible monthly payment plans that are available to everyone to make this life-changing experience happen. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Step into the Mystic, which starts May 26th, and unleash the power within you. To start right now, just slide your finger over to the show notes and enroll today. Learn how to manifest the life of your dreams.
You're listening to the Manifest Miracles podcast, dialed into the frequency of abundance, always and in always. I'm Michelle J. Lamont, a manifestation master, author, speaker, and coach. And for the last 5 years, I've obsessively dedicated my life to uncovering, dissecting, and analyzing every aspect of the practices and modalities in which we call manifestation. We truly are more powerful than we can even imagine, and fully capable of manifesting miracles on the daily. Now, I can't tell you which thought leader or topic we'll be discussing in our 30-minute pod, but I do guarantee that in every single episode, you will learn something about your divine power, the collective, and how to attract or manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. So let's get started manifesting your miracle right now. You're listening to the Manifest Miracles podcast, and I'm Michelle J. Lamont, your host. Today's podcast, I'm so excited. I am literally on fire because we are going to say something. We're going to connect with a vibration, a frequency that is going to attract a miracle into your life today. And you know why? It's all in the title. It's right there. It's laid out in front of you. No need to question it. No need to worry. There's nothing to decipher. It's right there. Because God said so. You are a manifesting manifester, an attractor of miracles, because God said so. Now, I want to make it very clear. I am a spiritual being. I can come and speak at a church, at a synagogue, at a temple, at a mosque, because I don't see any separation of these words in you and I. And I'm leaving a lot of religions out because they're just words, they're philosophies, and I understand that. And I'm not here to discuss those or dive into them. Christianity, whatever it is. God created everything. Everything. You and me, our souls, we are connected and we are co-creating an existence with the divine. That's heavy. That's excitable stuff. I'm surrounded by dogs all the time because what is God backwards but dog? Unconditional love. God is unconditional love. Your unconditional love. When you are in your true alignment, God's path for us is to evolve our soul. We came here to evolve our soul.
a lot of people say to me, isn't it blasphemous what you do? I said, is the Bible blasphemous? Words, you know, I heard somebody say this once. Words are just letters that we assigned sounds to and then gave a meaning to. So if you don't like the way that somebody describes their religion or how they say it, that's you, not God. God is only love. I heard it once saying that they love only one religion, or they can only be one type of person, or they can only worship one type of way. Well, if you want to live a limiting life with limiting ideas and limiting thoughts, then subscribe to that addiction. I love Jesus. I love Buddha. I love all the high vibrational teachers and guides, and it's not in any disrespect to any religion. I truly know God, and I know that I want to have a heart like Jesus and a mind like Buddha. Now, sometimes when people hear that I'm a manifestation expert or speaker, coach, author, you can tell when someone's in a blocked situation, they can respond very negatively immediately. Well, I just trust God, not some wish list. I want them to know, I want you to know, and I want you to repeat this, and I want you to teach this to your friends and your family so we can all raise the collective. We can all honor what God's will is for us. I want you to understand that God is love. Love is joy, not fear, not divisiveness, not destruction, not death, not pain, not suffering. God is love. Now, if you're a disciple of the teachings in the Bible, then you already know that the core idea of teaching is that with God, all things are possible. All things. What does that leave out? Absolutely nothing. Nothing. Now, what about a lot of people use this John 10:10. What is that? All right, let me quote it. I have come so that they might have a life and that it be more abundant. I have come so that they might have a life and that it be more abundant. John 10:10. God said so. In fact, in a recent article I read, it said that there's over 200 different verses about the law of attraction and manifestation throughout the Bible. Another one that they quoted was John 4:18, and I'm reading this directly, so I was trying to not read the other one because I thought I had it memorized, so here we go. John 4:18, there is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath no torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. There is no fear in love. God is love. You can't be fearful to desire and manifest divinely, co-create and alter your reality right now without God's permission, without God's desire. There's no you without a divine connection to source. That is a false narrative. Proverbs 23:7. As a man thinks, so he is. Right back to manifestation, right back to divine alignment, right back to spirituality. Right back to what the Creator wanted all of us to do. Create, co-create, attract and be love, light, energy on earth. When we are love, light, energy on earth, there is no room for anything else. Mark 11:24. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you asked for in prayer, believe that you have already received it, and it will be yours. If you've listened to other podcasts, you've probably heard me referring to visualizing, being clear about your intentions, speaking to source, connecting with that energy. The only way for each and every one of us to fulfill our path and to be a disciple for God on earth is to radiate and live and be love. Because through love, all things are possible. All things. God does have this. When I used to hear God has a plan for you, I used to think of myself as like a grain of sand on the beach. And then I would pull out and I'm thinking like, well, if there's like this many beaches just where I am, because I was young and I was trying to just imagine things. How many beaches are there on the planet and the United States and then in the Northern Hemisphere and then on the planet? And how could this power, this energy that created galaxies and stars and universes that we can't even describe or get to, algae and fish and creatures that we don't even know how they were created or how they came to be, how does this one source have any clue who I am? And of course, I was coming from a very damaged and broken place. Growing up in the foster home, feeling abandoned and alone in the world, that was a lie that I was willing to believe because it was much easier than seeing that I had a divine purpose just like you. And that God and I had a plan, I just didn't know it. But I did, and I found it, and you will too. And by listening to this podcast, you are that much closer to being in complete collaboration with Source. You know, a lot of times people will say, well, that's just coincidence, or you worked very hard. And, you know, if you had this, if I had this, if I had that, that's all shadow. That's all fear. And when there is love, there is no fear. God wants you to evolve. Suffering is not suffering. Suffering is a way to understand that you are in an energy that is here to teach you something. And through that suffering, you see it as a lesson. And in that lesson, you see forgiveness. And in forgiveness, you find joy. And in joy, you find abundance. Seems so simple, right? It's the hardest thing in the world. It's so hard to believe that we are that special. But you are. You know why? Because God said so. You know why? Because you're here. And if he has a plan for the plankton and the trees and the bees, you better believe that he's got a plan for you and I. And I say he, but it's a she, it's an it, it's bigger than words. It's more powerful than anything you've ever known or will ever know. There isn't a star or speck of dust in space that isn't touched by God's love. And neither are you. All of us. As a grain of sand on the beach as it may seem, we are truly divine light energy beings. And we dim our light every second that we do not honor God in our thoughts, words, deeds, and actions. I I want you to manifest a dream life for yourself. I was so scared to admit that for myself. And I know how it feels to contemplate happiness for some. So many people just think, let me get through another day. Let me get through another day. Let me get through another day. Let me just make it to 5 o'clock. That's how I used to live. Just one more day. I can make it one more day. But now you, this divine light energy being with every single advantage, you are all that you will ever need because you and the Creator are in this together. When you are a high light vibrational being, you honor God the most. And when you honor God, you are in His favor. There is only perfect timing. What are you in such a hurry for when you don't even realize that you're already in perfect harmony with God? There isn't a time in your life where you were not taken care of because you're alive right now. Yes, it might have been terrible. Yes, you may have experienced dark days. You might be in dark days right now. But the point of it, the purpose of it, the reality is, you're not suffering. Everybody is an evolution of where they began. I mean, we're not in the same bodies we were in. Even 90 days ago, all of our blood and tissue and everything regenerates. I look in the mirror and I don't see the 20-year-old version of me. I love what I see, don't get me wrong, because I'm in love with me. And I'm also in love with you. I couldn't say that and mean it 5 years ago. But I don't care what our political differences, emotional differences, religious differences are, sexual preferences. There's no barrier that will stop me from loving you. There's no limit to the abundance of what you can get. I heard it once described this way. We are abundant, beautiful creatures, and the ocean of abundance is all around us. And you can go to the ocean of abundance with an eyedropper, or you can go with limitless gallons of water and refill all the time. We choose how much of that abundance we're willing to accept. I know people who are absolutely devoted to their religious beliefs. And then I'll see them act so disrespectful to the planet, to the people, to the creatures that provide everything for them. Sometimes I wonder, are they even listening to the words that they're saying? To be in alignment with God means that everything you do, and everywhere you go, you are radiating a love light energy. You are healing the earth through every word, every action, every prayer, every thought, every intention. You are a powerful, powerful, powerful God and goddesses. There is no separation between us and the Creator. That's a very, very, very clear thought that you must understand and conceptualize to be a manifesting manifester. We didn't come here just to suffer. We didn't come here just to do that. You have a passion for something. You have a desire for something. Something speaks to you. You want to help others? Figure it out. Talk to yourself. Meditate. Pray. Sit still. No electronics, no television, no radio, no podcast, nothing. No YouTube, no Snapchat, no Instagram. You and God. there isn't a better feeling. There isn't something more powerful than to watch miracles appear every single day in your life. Every single day. I'm not talking about like, it's going to take a miracle for this to happen. Okay. So what? You're a miracle. I tried to get pregnant so many times. I have the C-section scar and no baby. And I know that God loves me no matter what. And that was not part of my plan. And that is beautiful. Because I learned to appreciate all of the children in my life. And if you ask my nieces and nephews, regardless of your current status, sister, I am the world's greatest aunt. I officially won that title. But I mean, everywhere I go, I see children and they love me and I love them as much as I love the animals and the creatures. Doesn't matter what your race, creed, religion, or sexual orientation is. That's a joke. You think when you're a divine light energy being and you meet God and he says, wait a second, you weren't Greek Orthodox, Catholic. I don't even know if that's a religion. I'm just making it up. Go back down. I don't. I think God says, Michelle, when you're on the planet Earth, how did you treat all the living things around you? I know what I'm going to say. God, when I was 47, I realized, much younger than that because I've been practicing for a while, but how powerful my spiritual manifestations could be because I finally honored you in everything that I did and there was no separation between us. And every opportunity that you gave me to serve, I took it. And whether it's Archangel Michael watching over you or your spirit guides or past relatives or ancestors, you are here for a divine purpose. And all of those people that I just mentioned, all those energies, all those ideas, they are also here with you, guiding you and protecting you. They led you to this podcast. They led you to seek things out. And that's God. God created all of it. And because God said so, I know that you have the ability to remove fear from your life, to remove doubt, to remove anxiety, to remove debt, to remove suffering, to remove pain. It doesn't work any other way. And until you realize that, until that part of you understands that there's so much more to this big blue marble than you could even start to imagine, you won't be walking into the frequency of abundance. Now, what happened if God said, Michelle, I put you in this house on the planet Earth with 100,000 different doors. And you came in and out of the same door the whole time. Now you got to go back down and be a human again and get it right. So maybe this time your speed bumps are huge and other people's speed bumps are much smaller because we were stubborn or we weren't ready to transmute or we weren't really understanding or we were too much in our ego, edging God out. And when you're not in that ego, when you're totally cool, Michelle, totally cool you, chill vibing, love supporting, equality loving, high vibrational being, you radiate. I noticed that I started aging backwards. I noticed that things that I didn't even ask for were appearing. Because the support system around me is the same around you. I tell myself every day that I'm healthy and I'm healed and I'm whole. I ask God to give me opportunities to serve Him. Put somebody in front of me that I can help. Use me to serve. Because I know in that service to God is where He and I were co-collaborating. And I'm listening to that little voice inside of me that's saying, this way, baby. Over here. Oh, no, 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 I'm scared. Fear is not God. I can't do that. I've got a mortgage. I've got kids. That's for another life. That's for another lifetime. Fear is a liar. People change instantly. Lives are shifted. Situations happen. In order for you to evolve, you have to step through another door. Don't go in and out of the same door over and over again. I love Albert Einstein, and he says, you can't solve a problem in the same way that you created it. So if you're trying to become healthier and you're using the same steps, well, that's a fool's errand. But I know who you are. I see you. I hope you see you. Divine Light sees you. We need you. We need you on the team and in the path of success of the highest order of love. When you seek to find peace over pain, when you seek to find love, when you seek to be a light energy for all of us benefit. All of us. But when you participate in negativity, talk about all these horrible things, oh my gosh, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, this is going to happen. Whoop! Be careful. Because as you say it, as you think it, it is. God said so. He said so over 200 times in one book, the Bible. And then if you go and you start reading all these other religious texts, you're going to find the same thing. It's not a new concept. I think it's like 12 something BC, the first scriptures or the first writings that have been found on this. Don't quote me because I'm not accurate on that, but this isn't something new. Now, this is your coming up here. This is our manifestation memo moment, all right? The manifestation memo is as you thinketh, you are. So be very, 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 very sure that what you think brings you closer to the vibration of love. Not a house or a car or whatever it is that you were trying to do, lottery. No. All of that is ego-driven desires. But what are you naturally good at? For me, it's this. Taking in a large volume of information and processing it and explaining it to you in bite-sized pieces. So that way I am honoring God in what I do by helping and explaining and teaching you. It's my honor, my duty and my honor to help you. One of the things that I always do is if I'm in a drive-thru, I buy the food for everybody in line. Everybody. I don't know if they're Republican or Democrat or what religion or race they are. I don't know any of that. All I know is that they are love and they are high vibrational beings that God put here to help all of us be a part of this collective. The collective of souls on earth desires that you love you. And God said so. God knows what your heart desires. You have to be brave enough to admit it. You have to be confident enough to want it. You have to be able to be clear that the desire that you want is coming. And you know why? Because God said so. There isn't anything more that you need to know about manifestation, except that if your thought, word, deed, or action isn't going to result in peace and love, you are fighting on the wrong team. You are using misinformation, and you are not manifesting in the reality of God's love. I wish each of you could be here next to me and I could hug you, but I can't, so this is all I can give you. I'm like the little drummer boy. All I have to give to you is my song. And these are my songs. These are my love letters to God, from me to you, a conduit in order for you to open other doors, in order for you to align with the greatness that's waiting for you. Because, baby, it's beautiful on the other side. I want you to join our team because we need you. I want you to manifest everything that you desire in life and then tell everybody about it. Tell them, teach them, show them how through love you changed your world. I really appreciate you listening to Manifest Miracles, and I want to ask a favor of you. I would love it if you go in and write me a review, if you share my audio check from Instagram or wherever it is that you find me, and you help me spread this divine love throughout the planet so that we can all radiate and be in love. We must spread it and talk about it. And when you find that path, whether it's cupcakes or personal training or whatever it is, do it in love and you'll manifest bigger and more beautiful abundance you could even imagine. I can't wait to hear your story. So go to my website, michellejlamont.com, and tell me what's going on. I'll listen, and I'll definitely pray for you. All right, well, I'm Michelle J. Lamont, and this is Manifest Miracles. I'll catch you on the next one.